Yeah, I'm, hey, today is the 12th of March, 2024. You know, a beautiful day. Every day is a beautiful day. Today we paid tribute to a warrior of our family, our tribes, our communities. Don't even know where to start or how to really do it. You know, like, over the years I've done a lot of videos for people and a lot of posts and photos. This is, I guess, the first podcast. And, you know, it's purely based on inspiration from two father figures in my life who've taught and shown me many roads to follow and many roads to not follow equally. You know, don't know where I'd be if I didn't spend time with these fellas. And today, one of those is heading home to our ancestors, you know, and I'm here, Riverside Drive, Ayres, Campbelltown, on Darawal Country, and I'm at the old Ayres pub. I'm cutting leaves from one of the trees that's still here, preparing for a ceremony. And I jumped out of the shower this morning, and straight away I played The Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie by Bob Dylan, and it's a verbal piece of literature, genius, whatever you want to call it. It's a massive tribute to one of his idols and, I guess, influences and whatever you want to call it, each to their own, you know. But, yeah, just gathering leaves, preparing to head over for the ceremony, and I'm going to do a similar vibe to Bob's last thoughts. I'm going to do my last thoughts and a bit of a yarn on podcast here. I might even get some of the mob to jump on some recordings later, see how it goes. I did make a video yesterday. It's on TikTok and whatnot, because I actually deleted Facebook app, so I didn't jump on there and post 40 times yesterday. And the funny thing is, I went to go on there 100 times. You know, so that, you know, we are the product. Our attention is the currency, and I've given socials and a lot of attention, and I'll give it a hell of a lot more because I love it. I truly do. Making videos and expressing, and not shy to do so. It's a mechanism, a tool for me to transcend the realms of reality, and then, you know, pay tribute. And it's like a massive facade, just throwing silly videos out there to avoid responsibility in so many ways. I'm very irresponsible, and I'll be the first to admit it, but hey, who is and who'd want to be, you know? Like, just like Ryan Sloan, Wiradjuri warrior, his whole entire life, a warrior, frontline leader, a father, an uncle, a grandfather, a brother, a gangster. You know, when I say gangster, an image pops in people's minds around, you know, certain ways society has portrayed gangsters, or even like lads, you know, how people call, you know, lads, like, whatever, you know. So it's that sort of vibe around gangster. When I say gangster, it means, like, you know how Tupac says, nigger means never ignorant getting goals accomplished, right? So that's why I say nigger, that's why I say it, you know. And that's why I call Ryan Sloan the black man, B-L-A-K man, black Marty, black man, Wiradjuri condoble and fella. You know, all his mob from out there, strong mob. Strong mob. And yeah. So, you know, he's a gangster, alright, straight up gangster. And that means he's a father, he taught his sons, anyone he encountered. There's many different versions of Ryan. That's what I figured out this morning. That people might know him as a fucking hard ass man that won't take no for a fucking answer, spade a spade. His famous voicemail used to say, you know the drill. You ring up and it, you know, and then that's just been in my mind as well. Because we know the drill. Yeah, well, we know what to do to carry on. A proud legacy, a proud... I don't even know how to describe it. It's some, you know, a big part of me is gone. But at the same time, a new page is born. You know, a new era has begun for all of us. You know, even to refer back to the pain and heartache of a December that was, you know, can't even begin to describe it. I think I made 72 fucking videos from December till like last week. I counted them, and it was all about traveling and paying tributes to my mob. I passed on many seeds to my cousins, you know, in ceremonial time, because I had to get taught by my brother Marcus. You know, Marcus Waters, one of the wisest humans in this country. And if you're blessed to spend time and share those yarns with some wise people, you got to pay respects to it. And when I went through all that with my mob, he rang me at certain times. Like, there might have been cues and triggers, a few posts online, you know. But he rang me when I was preparing for ceremony, much like I am right now. It's ceremonial time. And I'm just doing the smoke ceremony today. Past the sun's the ball, the mic, the bingui, the kulamun, and the leaves. Prepared it all for him. Brother Shazda, Birupai man, Birupai father. You know, it's really stepped up and went and gathered some spears and a few things to honour our brother. Our... what do you call it, man? You know, like larger than life character that just, you know, it's one of those things. Like, I thought it'd be around forever, so I didn't really film a whole bunch. I got a heap, but not that much. And I need to somehow, yeah, just keep on keeping on in that true ways that I've been shown since I was a burro, since I was a baby. Here at Ed's pub right now, film recording this. Gathered all the leaves. I've done a little video as usual, a tiny one. And this is one of my tributes and ways to thank Ryan Sloan, to thank him for being the man he is. And, you know, we always say is because it never was. And, you know, we all get called back to our beginnings, our roots, our dreaming, whatever, however people see that for themselves, you know, each to their own, wherever you think we're going, or that's where we're going, you know. So I just know that in my heart that I think we all just meet up again, and those who go before us are called to prepare the camp for when we all get there. No one dodges it. We're all on borrowed time. So... we make the most of it, and that's me with all the videos and all that. So this last little tribute here at Ed's pub that we're going to fight for, because apparently they're trying to build a McDonald's here, but after taking leaves from this tree, get the sons to come up and do their bizzo later, and we'll secure this site. It's ours, the community. Can't be told what to do. We can deserve a nice youth hub, a hub and a, something to be proud of. The old pub used to be here. So, and that's now, if you search on Google, the jungle at Ed's, you will see the skate park that Leon, the madman, and all these mad skaters and that all put together. Sean Enox, I doubt any of them will ever listen to any of this, but Sean Enox kicked it off. Oh, actually, before that, I done a clip. It's on my YouTube. I might throw it in somewhere if someone's interested. But I done a clip. It was with a Ritz song called Going Through Hell. And it was a full vlog, man. It's actually, I done a mad pop shove it on the steps. I put a piece of wood down, done a pop shove it on the old pub. I used to run the bistro here. Yeah, fuck, got heaps of memories right there. But that's it for now. I'm going to pause this 10 minutes in, and then see where this you know, if you go onto Apple iTunes and type in "The Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie," you will hear one of the most amazing inspirational pieces that has dug me out of dark times many times. And, you know, I'm not trying to copy Bob Dylan, but I'm just doing Josh Bell, and I want to pay tribute to the black man in this way this time. Because I'd be honest, I'm getting sick of my voice. No, I'm joking. But, you know, it is hard to edit stuff and to put stuff out there. And that's why I just keep it raw. A lot of my stuff is raw. And you ask any of my mob, man, and anyone that's any of my videos, some, you know, little stitch-ups and that, but 90% of them, I just vibe here, vibe there, make it happen, you know, and keep moving. So I'm just pulling up here at Shazda's camp, who has gone way above and beyond, and really he's pulled me together, man, in these last couple of weeks, and gave me a new focus as a student of culture, of life. You know, kin and country is everything to us. As Gumaro fellas, we just had a massive victory over mining giant Santos. Like, you know, but then today I seen on TikTok that Santos beat the fellas up the Tiwi Islands, you know, for a $5.6 billion project or something. So it's not over, this, the war on the land and war on life. And as a proud fella taught by Ryan, and I know he was a staunch advocate for land rights and, you know, black fellas in control of our own solutions, our own outcome, give us some of our land back and we'll develop our own economic base and maybe invite you for a seat at our table. But, you know, it's time that, yeah, the collective forces collide and unite, you know, because that's how we honour our fallen warriors. That's how we progress, move forward, and somehow, you know. And this is coming from, like, one of the most irresponsible fellas you will ever listen to or see. And I'll be first to admit it, but I'm attempting to grow, embracing my age and the, you know, my Uncle Chatty, wise warrior, my father's brother, he taught me, shut your hole, know your role. So I'll leave it at that for now and see where this leads, because this is a tribute to black man Ryan Sloan, and I want to get Marty Stop on here at some point for a quick one, because, you know, respectfully in his ways, he doesn't do funerals, and that's highly honourable and respectful. You know, a little bit of me inside says, yeah, he can't. What's